Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're done with the rain for now. Chilly with some sunshine this afternoon, a high near 50. Speaking of rain, a very close call for a woman after her car was swept up in floodwaters early this morning. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the story.
A woman was driving early this morning on Old Foamy Road in Cleburne when suddenly she drove into high water.
Before she knew it, she was in the water and her car got spun around and got stuck.
Jamie Moore with Johnson County Emergency Management says the woman's car struck an eddy and spun off into a ditch, landing in about 2 feet of water.
Very scary moments for sure.
Emergency crews showed up and rescued the woman who made it through the tense situation uninjured, but officials say Old Foamy is ill-lit and floodwaters are deep, and the story could have ended much differently.
The important thing is to really just be conscious when you're driving.
Moore says with all this rain, drivers should expect flooding, and if you see water on the road, don't cross it. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, investigators trying to figure out who started a fire at Tarrant County College inside a women's restroom. Four units from the fire department responded to the call at the Trinity River campus of TCC. Firemen say the bathroom fire was small enough to be put out with an extinguisher. Now they want to know how it started and if it was intentional. A county judge from North Texas facing DWI charges. DPS Trooper Mark Tackett says it happened in Sherman.
DPS troopers witnessed a minor crash in a parking lot off of US 75 in Sherman, Texas. DPS trooper made contact with the driver, a Bill Majors.
Troopers arrested Grayson County Judge Bill Majors after he hit a light pole around 1 this morning. Troopers have not released his blood alcohol level at the time of the arrest. The verbal punches flew in last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, with much of the vitriol directed at Michael Bloomberg. University of North Texas political science professor Kimmy King gives her prediction on how the field shakes out from here.
Expect Klobuchar and Buttigieg to continue to bump up a little. I think that Bloomberg will be in trouble, and Biden is the one who was clearly the most injured and lackluster as a result of last night's debate. He will continue to drop in the polls.
With all the criticism of Bloomberg last night, Dr. King says current frontrunner Bernie Sanders did not suffer significant damage to his chances. DART has launched new digital interactive kiosks. The new technology is said to be user-centered, with the ability to translate in 9 different languages and connect with DART police. DART officials say the digital interactive kiosks also provide real-time transit information and guides so travelers can find things to do and places to go before they get to their destinations. Some kid-friendly water bottles apparently are a choking hazard. Contigo is recalling 5.7 million water bottles because officials say the spouts on the lids are breaking off into kids' mouths. The company reports getting more than 400 complaints about the spouts on the kids' cleanable water bottles detaching. The company originally recalled the product last year, but now they've had similar complaints about the replacement lids. Those bottles were sold at Walmart, Target, Costco, and other retailers. The Major League Soccer team in North Texas getting ready for its new season. And as we hear from Alan Skaya, FC Dallas also getting ready to release a new stadium menu.
FC Dallas is celebrating its 25th season, and Vice President Dan Hunt says the team has added new dishes at Toyota Stadium in Frisco.
The fans' experience is not just about watching what goes on the field. It's also about what happens in the stands. So we want to make sure we have a first-class experience. that's different than a lot of other sports teams.
Delaware North runs concessions at Toyota Stadium. Executive chef Rex Turner says this year FC Dallas will have a dish specific to each visiting team. When the season opens February 29th against the Philadelphia Union, Turner says FC Dallas will sell what he's calling Lone Star Cheesesteak.
I try to give it some Texas flavor. It's got shaved sirloin steak, caramelized poblanos and onions, provolone cheese, then I put an avocado creme on there.
Other new items include hot Cheetos chili pie, pulled pork sliders, and a Chick-fil-A stand. FC Dallas averaged about 15,000 fans for each match last year. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's become the hottest tourist attraction in Dallas, and it all happened by mistake. All that's left of the Affiliated Computer Services building along 75 is the center elevator shaft and staircase. It withstood the explosives when the wrecking crew brought down the exterior of the building last weekend. People are stopping close by to get their photos taken with the leaning tower. You can see it anytime you like. We now have a live webcam pointed at the Leaning Tower of Dallas on our website. Check it out at krld.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.